You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with the Thomas Crown affair.
Are we ready to have another Thomas Crown affair?
We've had two.
So we're talking about Michael B. Jordan because he was actually set to star in a new version of it, produce a new version. He's attached to it since 2016, but now he has signed up to direct the project as well.
Ooh.
This isn't a surprise because I suppose he's had well-received work. You know, he directed the third Creed film, so he's good behind the camera. But this will be the third time we'll see this film on screen. It started back in 1968. Norman Jewson directed that one, and Steve McQueen starred this sort of rich playboy who orchestrates a bank robbery in Boston, and a female insurance investigator played by Faye Dunaway is contracted to investigate the heist, and she quickly deduces his guilt and goes after him. But so begins a sort of cat and mouse romantic game between the two of them. It was 1999 the remake happened, with John McTiernan directed and Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo starring in that one. And what they did was they switched the heist to the art world. And that one got very good reviews at
the
time.
It was good, you know, because remakes tend to have a bad name. And that was one of the better ones. It always sticks out in my head as a better one. But third time, we'll see.
Yeah. And Michael B. Jordan is busy at the moment. He's just wrapped production on Ryan Coogler's upcoming period vampire film, which they were shooting with Warner Brothers. So he is busy, but stepping behind the camera for this one.
Okay, we'll certainly keep an eye on that one. Now, Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi or Coke? Do you remember the taste challenge that there used to be? Well, that's because there was a huge rivalry that built up between the two companies. And it seems that it's going to be the basis for a new movie that's happening at Sony Pictures. And it's not just a new movie. There's excellent sort of talent behind this. You've got Judd Apatow, who's set to direct, and Steven Spielberg is set to produce Cola Wars. That's the name of the film. So it's going to deal with the 1980s and 1990s events of the same name, really, as this sort of challenge, the rivalry between the two soft drink companies developed. It happened around their flagship colas, Coca-Cola and Pepsi. So from the late 1970s and into the 80s, the fierceness of competition escalated until it got the name Cola Wars. Jason Schumann and Ben Queen are writing the script, which will offer a behind-the-scenes account of the corporate conflict.
Very good. Okay. Now, a little closer to home, our own Barry Keoghan has been at the Toronto Film Festival.
Yes, he has, because his new film screened there, and it's called Bring Them Down, and it's written and directed by Christopher Andrews. It's kind of a pitch dark drama about two Irish farmers engaged in a long and bloody war. Christopher Abbott and Barry Keoghan play the herders in the film struggling to get by. It's set in Ireland, where a long time feud between these two families sort of degenerates into a dogfight, or indeed a sheep fight in this case. Here's a clip of Barry talking about how he took on the role of the rural farmer.
I grew up in the city in Dublin, the inner city, so that world is far from me. But in Ireland and in a lot of rural places, you know, there's always this less said mentality, and, you know, people don't vocalise it an awful lot. And with Jack, I just wanted to kind of portray, you know, him trying to impress his father, and, you know, and some sort of confusion there as well, and just going through that kind of that stage in his life as well, where you're figuring yourself out. And but yeah, I wanted to convey all of that, a lot of it through just the body language.
Yes, that is Barry Keoghan at the Toronto Film Festival talking about his latest film, Bring Them Down. Do we know when we'll see it this side
of
the Atlantic?
Yet. No, Mubi will be releasing the film here. It's obviously got all its reviews from the Toronto International Film Festival, and we'll get, as soon as we know the exact date, we'll let you know when Bring Them Down will be hitting the big screen.
Great stuff. Now, another film that has been getting great reviews is The Brutalist.
Yes, and A24 has won the bidding war for the US rights to the movie, which won Best Best Director at the Venice Film Festival for Brady Corbett. Now, the 3.5-hour film, which does include a 15-minute intermission, was shot on VistaVision 35mm stock, but was finished on 70mm. So you're talking about a big screen epic here. Adrian Brody playing a Hungarian Holocaust survivor, struggling to revive his career as an architect in the United States. The film traces his life over nearly 4 decades as he immigrates to the US, begins working for a rich but hot-headed man played by Guy Pearce, who wants to build an ambitious community centre. He helps the survivor reunite with his ailing wife, played by Felicity Jones, and begins to construct the brutalist building of his dreams, but a fateful incident changes all of their lives forever. It's already got a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and A24 announced the deal ahead of its North American premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival as well. Yeah. So I think we may watch out for that one.
I think we might. Brady Corbett, always an interesting filmmaker, so we shall look out for The Brutalist. Now, another Spider-Man.
Yeah, they're talking about doing the fourth Spider-Man, and this is in the series with Tom Holland leading them. Mm. So we would have had, you know, three of those movies that were very, very successful, and they kind of finished off, but there was a potential to move forward with the story, because in the last film it ended with the world magically forgetting who teenager Peter Parker was, including his friends and his girlfriend MJ, played by Zendaya. Well, they've got a direct for the project lined up now, Destin Daniel Cretton, who would have done the Shang-Chi movie. He's lined up to direct it, and he's, you know, he's a director who's going to work well in the Marvel universe as well. Tom Holland is going to remain in the role. Chris McKenna and Eric Summers are handling the script for it, and Kevin Feige from Marvel and Amy Pascal from Sony are producing it. So,
of course, we had the little cameos in the last one, didn't we, from the original Andrew Garfield and
right,
Tobey Maguire.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, they did huge business at the box office, and it's not a surprise that they're going to shoot this one early next year.
And you have another Spider-Man story.
I do, because Brendan Gleeson has been cast in a major role in Amazon's upcoming Spider-Man Noir live action series. And he's starring opposite Nicolas Cage, he's going to play a private investigator, a down on his luck private investigator in the 1930s in New York, who's forced to grapple with his past life as the city's one and only superhero. Details of Gleason's character are not yet confirmed, but it's believed he may be playing a villain in the series. Of course, he'll next star in the follow-up to Joker, which will be released next month.
Brendan Gleeson and Nicolas Cage. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Okay, your trailer watch this week is a pretty timely one, Garrett.
Very timely. And yeah, they released this on Tuesday. And of course, there was the debate during the week as well. But The Apprentice is the story. It's kind of like an origin story as such of Donald Trump. And it's going to be released in October. The film, from director Ali Abbasi and writer Gabriel Sherman, follows Sebastian Stan as a young Trump under the mentorship of Jeremy Strong's Roy Cohn. Take a listen.
The first rule is the simplest. Attack, attack, attack.
It's going to be the finest building in the country. In the world. It's going to be spectacular.
Rule two, admit nothing, deny everything.
You think you can beat the U.S. government?
Rule three. No matter what happens, you claim victory and never admit defeat.
I record everything in case I need it.
Well, that's illegal.
You have to be willing to do anything to anyone to win.
Yes, that's The Apprentice. He certainly looks like Donald Trump. Doesn't hugely go for the voice, actually, there, does he?
Yeah, you could hear it
a little bit but not
that.
Overly.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone, you know.
I think when I watched it, I didn't notice as much.
Yeah.
But listening to it there, you kind of, you can hear it. And of course, you've got the unmistakable voice there of Jeremy Strong in there playing Roy Cohn. But this is about a young Donald Trump eager to make his name as a hungry second son of a wealthy family in 1970s New York. He comes under the spell of Roy Cohn, the cutthroat attorney who helped create the Donald Trump we know today. As I said, perfect timing for this movie in the lead up to the election. It's going to be out in October, and there's an Irish company involved in the project as well who helped co-produce the film. So there you go.
Very good. New releases in our cinemas this weekend. Quite a nice little mix, actually. Let us begin with Speak No Evil.
Liz, we need to get out of here now.
What are you doing?
Anything okay in there?
Yeah, we're all good.
Anything we can get you?
No, 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 we'll just be a minute.
We can't let on. Yeah. We can't look stressed or scared. We just have to go out there and be completely normal.
This is my husband, Ben.
I'm Patrick Felt. This is my wife, Kira. You have to come and visit us. The West Country? Really, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's so quiet around here. Don't even have any neighbors?
No, I don't think they have any neighbors, Garrett. Just don't go and stay with them. What were they thinking?
Who wants to go stay with James McAvoy, who's definitely larging it up in this film?
He certainly is.
Speak no evil. It's about an American family who's invited to spend the weekend at an idyllic country estate of a charming British family they befriended on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, I don't know if enjoyable isn't the word, is the word. It's I'll tell you, edge of your seat stuff. It's very intense. But I did like it. It's well paced and it's big time enhanced by a really great cast. You know, good fleshed out characters. Of course, it's a little cliched. You kind of know what's going to happen. But it's above average, I thought, for this kind of film. And no spoiler at all here, but I will just say that in this particular sequence where they're trying to get away and leave in the car, and I may have stopped breathing. I just, it's very intense. So, you know if you're going to like that kind of film, but that is in cinemas this weekend. Speak No Evil. We also have Ian McKellen back on the big screen.
Yes, in a movie called The Critic, and when the most feared and vicious theatre critic in town, Jimmy Erskine, played by McKellen, finds himself suddenly in the crosshairs of the Daily Chronicle's new owner, Gemma Arterton, Mark Strong and Leslie Manville, also starring here.
Do you know, it's a really nice cast. Ian McKellen is super in it. Gemma Arterton, really impressive. It's a classy, very theatrical production, definitely lifted by the casting there, the era 1930s London, beautifully captured. And this marks the first screenplay from Patrick Marber since Notes on a Scandal, which was way back in 2006. So it's definitely worth a watch. It's a nice, tight 95 minutes. I think it's one of those you'd be delighted if it was on TV on a Sunday night. You know, one of those kind of nice yes. costume drama, perfectly enjoyable. That is The Critic. A few more to mention?
Yeah, just a few more to mention. We've got My Favourite Cake. This is about 70-year-old Mahan, a solitary until now, until she chooses to revive her love life and a chance encounter becomes an unforgettable evening. We've got Reawakening. This is about a couple whose daughter, age 14, went missing and then reappears after a decade. Juliet Stevenson, Gerard Harris and Neve Cusick starring in that. And Kate Winslet stars in Lee. This is the story of Lee Miller, an American photographer determined to document the truth of the Nazi regime and in spite of the odds stacked against female correspondents Andy Samberg, Andrea Riseberg, Alexander Skarsgård, Marion Cotillard and Josh O'Connor also star in Lee.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
This is a multi-Oscar winning film and it's in Germany-occupied Poland during the Second World War. Businessman and Nazi Party member Oskar Schindler is deeply affected when he witnesses the clearing of the Krakow ghetto. He decides to try and save Jews destined for the concentration camp by employing them in his factory, an act of mercy made possible by a deal struck with a sadistic German commandant played by Ralph Fiennes. But it's led here in the cast by Liam Neeson, Ben Kingsley also fantastic in the movie. It's Steven Spielberg Oscar-winning drama Schindler's List. You can catch that tonight at 10 past 9 and it's on RTE2.
Great, Garrett. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.